Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamis on Mebezim and Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on Mebezim and Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Yev Shnei Achin, Yev Reuven and Shimon, and then Nesu and Shnei Achoya is married to two sisters, Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon's married to Leah, Umeis Achin Mehen, Reuven dies, so now Rachel would theoretically fall to Yibam, except for the fact that Shimon's married to Leah, so she's Achis Isha, so she doesn't really fall to Yibam. However, Va'achir Kach Meisei Ishte Shalsheni, then Leah dies, so now technically there's Malkin for Reuven, for Rachel to fall to Shimon. Still, says the Mishnah, Harizu Asur Alav Elam, still Rachel's Asur to Shimon forever, Hail Venesra Alav Shaachas, because since at the time that she fell originally, Shimon was married to Leah, and Rachel was Achis Isha, so since she was Asur to him, so she remains with that Isser, and that Isser of Eishes Ach, that she was once married to Reuven, that's never going to go away, and Shimon's going to be Asur to her forever. Says the Gemara Pshita, L'chayre, this halach is obvious, because we already had a different Mishnah which had an even bigger Chiddush, and even that was Asur, so Kol Shekein our Mishnah, Hashdu Ma'has, and we had on Daf Lamed, that the loy midcha mehai beisa legamri, that even in the case where Rachel wasn't pushed away from the whole house, meaning there were three brothers, it was Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters, Levi was not. So when Reuven died, so Rachel falls to Yibam, she fell to Levi, and she was married to Levi, and then Shimon's wife Leah dies, and then Levi dies, and still the Mishnah said that Shimon's not allowed to do Yibam to Rachel, he's not allowed to be Miyabim Rachel, because since the first time she fell, Shimon was married to Leah, so Mamela, her Isra of Eishes Ach to Reuven never goes away. So if you see there an even bigger Chiddush, so Loi Midchaya Mehai Beis Legamri. And still Amri Loi, still you said Shimon's not allowed to be Miyabim her. So Hach in our case, Dekam Midcha Mehai Beis Legamri, where there's only two brothers. So when Reuven dies and Rachel can't fall to Shimon, she completely leaves the house. So Lokal Shekein, isn't that more obvious that we're not going to allow Shimon to be Miyabim her ever? So says the Gemara, then Inachanami, yes, it is more obvious. But Tana Ha, Tana, Ha Tana Bereisha. The Tana taught our Mishnah first. Baha Chazil Ahatera Vesharia. And the Halacha in the previous Mishnah on Daf Lamed. So by the three brothers, that the Tana held that would Taka be Mutter. It would be Mutter for Shimon to be with Rachel. However, Vahadar Chazil Isura. Then he saw things in a different light, and he held in that case it was Aser. It was big Chiddush. That even though she was a Midchi from the babe, from the Bayis, still it's going to be Aser for Shimon to be Miyabim Rachel. Va'aydi the Chavivale. And since it was Chaviv to the Tana, that Chiddush, so Akdom. So the Tana put that Mishnah earlier, even though it was developed second, he put that Mishnah earlier because it was Chaviv, it was beloved him, it was cherished. And then our Mishnah, technically now there's no need for it anymore, but Mishnah lays as a Mimkaima. Once the Tana taught the Mishnah, he doesn't then just delete it, and that's why our Mishnah stays in the Masechta as well. Tana Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa. In this case, where you have the two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, Reuven is married to Rachel, Shimon to Leah, and Reuven dies, so we said that Rachel is Aser to Shimon. Let's say Shimon is Ba'aleh, let's say Shimon is Ba'al Rachel, so what's the Ivron? He's Chayv Aleh Mishum Eishes Ach, Mishum Achis Isha Divri Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi says, Luchar the Pashtus, he's Ivron to Isurim. If he does a B'shaigi, he'll have to bring two Chatais. He's Ivron Eishes Ach, because Rachel was married to Reuven, and there was no Heter for that Eishes Ach, and he's also Ivron Achis Isha, because Shimon's married to Leah, and Rachel is his wife's sister, she's Leah's sister, Mamel, he's also Ivron Achis Isha. That's Rabbi Yaisi Shita. Reb Shimon Aymer, Eina Chayev Ela Mishum Eishes Ach Bovad. No, he's only Ivron one Isser. What's the one Isser? Eishes Ach. Vatanya, Reb Shimon Aymer, Eina Chayev Ela Mishum Achis Isha Bovad. Also one Isser, but the different Isser. He's only Ivron Achis Isha. Says the Gemara, it's all the same idea. It's all the same idea that Reb Shimon holds Ein Isser Chal Isser. So whichever Isser was Chal first, that's the one he's Iver on. Says the Gemara, like Asher, Kansha Nasa Chai V'Achik Nasa Meis. One Bryce is talking about where Achis Isha was Chal first, because Shimon got married to Leah before Reuven married Rachel. So Rachel, when Shimon married Leah, Rachel was originally Aser Alts Achis Isha. Then she became an Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach is not Chal, because Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. And Khan, the other Bryce, is Shanasa Meis V'Achik Nasa Chai, where she became an Eishes Ach first, because first Reuven married Rachel. At that point, Rachel was also Mishum Eishes Ach, even though Shimon then went ahead and married Leah. And technically speaking, Rachel became an Achis Isha. The Isra of Achis Isha is not Chal on her. Ask the Gemara, wait a second. The Isra of Achis Isha in such a case is not Chal on her. She's just an Eishes Ach. If so, Reb Shimon, Heichad, Nasa Meis, V'Achir, Nasa Chai. In this case, where Reuven got married first, So Rachel is only asr al tzeishas ach. So kevin de iser achis isha lechayil. If you're telling me that the iser of achis isha is not chal on her when Shimon then marries Leah, so then when Reuven dies and Rachel falls to Ibom, tis yavim yavume, it should be mutter for Shimon to be meyavimer, because since achis isha ain iser chal al iser and achis isha is not going to be chal on her, her only iser is going to be eishas ach. That's perfect. By Ibom, we're looking for an eishas ach, so it should be mutter for Shimon to be meyavimer. So says the Gemara, no, Amar Rav Ashi, even though it's true, ain't Isser Chal Isser, but Isser Achis Isha mitla tali v'kai. It doesn't just go away. That Isser of Achis Isha is still, it still remains there. It's not Chal on her, but it's like hanging in the air right above her. And Ipaka, Isser Eishas Ach, and Mamela, if the Isser of Eishas Ach would ever go away, so Asi Isser Achis Isha v'chayel. The Isser of Achis Isha would then come on top of her, and she would be Asra Alts Achis Isha. V'hilkach l'Ipaka. So therefore, when Reuven dies and Rachel falls to Yibam, theoretically, we don't get rid of that iser of Eishas Ach, because since even getting rid of it won't allow Yibam, because then she'd just be Asar Tzachis Isha, so Mamela she remains with the iser of Eishas Ach. And if Shimon would be Bailer, he'd be Ivra on the iser of Eishas Ach. Now ask the Gemara, so Rab Shimon Shita, now we understand, Ein Iser Chal Iser. Rab Yaisi who says that you're Chayiv too, L'chayir, that means that he holds Iser is Chal Iser. Ask the Gemara, is that true? V'sever Rab Yaisi Iser Chal Iser? But Tanya, but we learned in the Braisa not like that. We learned in the Braisa, Avra Aveir Sheyesh B'Shtei Misais, in this type of case, where a person's Ivra and an Iser, which carries with it two different Misais, because there's two different Shem Yisurim, Nida B'Chamura. So the Tanakhama says that Taka Isser Chal Isser, both Isurim are there, and we give him the penalty, whichever Misa is the more chamer one of the two Isurim, that's the one we give him. However, Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, Nidan Bezika Rishayna Haba'alav, that no, Ein Isser Chal Isser, we just give him whichever Isser was Chal first. Now the Tani, we learned in the Braisa, the Ketzad Amr Rabbi Yaisi Nidan Bezika Rishayna Haba'alav, what's the case? Well, we give him based off whichever Isser was Chal first. Chamaisa Venasis Eishas Ish. Let's say his mother-in-law was single at the time that he got married, and then his mother-in-law then got married. So his mother-in-law was first the Chamaisa, and then she was an Eishas Ish. Chamaisa has a Misa of Srefa, and Eishas Ish has a less Chamer Misa, it has Chenek, Nidan B'Chamaisa. In such a case, we'll give him Sreifa, because Chamaisa was Chal first. However, Eishas Ish, Venasis Chamaisa, if his mother-in-law was married at the time that he got married, so his mother-in-law was first in Eishas Ish, and then a Chamaisa, so Nidan be'Eishas Ish, will only punish him with the Misa of Chenek, even though it's more Kal, but that's the only Isser that's there, because Ein Isser Chal Isser. So ask the Gemara, if Rabbi Yaisi holds that Ein Isser Chal Isser, so how could we have in the previous braisa that Rabbi Yaisi says that if Shimon is Bayol Rachel, that he's Ivram both Eishas Ach and Achis Isha?